This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the master method to prepare for a high-stakes toxic traits conversation. 6 steps to walk into the hardest talk of your career fully prepared. In short, this article teaches one framework, the master method, broken into 6 steps that prepare you to confront toxic traits with clarity, composure, and a real plan. Mental preparation to stop your amygdala from running the conversation. Anticipating the manipulation, denial, and deflection toxic people use. Reflecting afterward to turn each difficult exchange into lasting skill. Definition: the master method is a 6-step framework for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations. It covers mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward, giving you a complete system for facing toxic behavior without losing your ground. I once sat across from a colleague who had been undermining his team for the better part of a year. Subtle jabs in meetings, credit stolen quietly, blame deflected with a smile. When the time came to address it directly, the manager responsible walked in with good intentions and nothing else. Within 4 minutes, the toxic person had turned the entire exchange around and made the manager feel like the problem. Good intentions without structure are not enough when you're sitting across from someone practiced at manipulation, denial, and deflection. That is the reality of confronting toxic traits. The master method is what I describe in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time as the answer to exactly that situation. It is a 6-step framework built for the conversations that feel too high stakes to wing. When the toxic trait you are addressing is entrenched, when the person is skilled at turning things around, when the relationship or the team is on the line, you need more than courage. You need a system. Why toxic traits conversations collapse without a framework? Toxic behavior has a kind of gravity to it. Manipulative people drag conversations off course. People who gaslight make you question what you know to be true. Those who use explosive anger make the room feel dangerous. Without structure, even experienced communicators get pulled into the current. Here is what I have watched happen time and again. A person prepares mentally on the drive over and calls that preparation. They walk in with a vague sense of what they want to say. The moment the toxic person pushes back, denies, or attacks, the unprepared communicator reacts instead of responds. They either escalate or retreat, and neither outcome serves anyone. As I write and say it right every time, there are conversations so difficult, so high stakes, so emotionally charged that they require more than the basics. They require mastery. The word mastery is not decorative. It describes a real standard of preparation that pressure cannot dismantle. If you are dealing with someone whose passive-aggressive behavior is silently eroding team performance, improvising the confrontation is a risk you cannot afford. The Master Method. 6 Steps for Toxic Traits Confrontation. The Master Method, as outlined in Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, gives you a framework that holds under pressure. Each letter names a step. Each step has a specific job to do before, during, or after the conversation. Step 1. M. Mental preparation. What it is. The internal work you do before you enter the room. This is not positive thinking. It is something closer to the opposite. What it is designed for. Toxic traits conversations trigger strong emotional responses. If your nervous system is already activated when you sit down, you will react rather than lead. Mental preparation is how you enter the conversation with your prefrontal cortex, not your fight or flight response, in charge. How it works. Number 1. Name the specific toxic behavior you are addressing, in plain language. Not the culture he creates, but he interrupts women in meetings and talks over their contributions. Specificity calms anxiety, because it replaces vague dread with a clear target. Number 2. Practice negative visualization. Imagine the worst realistic response: denial, rage, tears, counter-accusation. Sit with each one until it loses some of its power. When you have pre-lived the hard moments, they surprise you less. Number 3. Remind yourself of your purpose. You are not here to punish. You are here to state what is happening, name the impact, and require a change. That clarity is your anchor. When to use it. Always, for every toxic traits conversation. There is no version of this confrontation where mental preparation is optional. When not to rely on it alone. Mental preparation does not replace the other 5 steps. I have seen people who are emotionally calm, but factually unprepared get taken apart by a skilled manipulator. Quick example. A team leader preparing to confront a colleague's habit of taking credit for others' work sits quietly for 20 minutes the night before. She names the three specific incidents. She imagines the person saying, "I never did that." She prepares her response to that denial. She walks in the next day settled, not brittle. Eamon's note. The conversation you have in your head the night before is one of the most useful things you can do. Not to rehearse lines, but to drain the fear out of the moment before it arrives. Step 2. A. Anticipate objections. What it is. A structured mapping of the tactics the toxic person is likely to use to derail, deny, or deflect the conversation. What it is designed for. Toxic traits rarely come without accompanying defense mechanisms. Gaslighting, manipulation, explosive anger, and victim reversal are predictable responses to being confronted. If you know they are coming, they cannot knock you off your feet. How it works. Number 1. List the three most likely responses based on this person's pattern. Do they go quiet and wounded? Do they attack back? Do they reframe the whole situation to make you the problem? Number 2. Prepare a factual anchor for each response. As I note and say it right every time. Manipulation thrives in confusion. It dies in clarity. For each likely tactic, prepare your return to documented fact. Number 3. Write down your records before the conversation, especially if gaslighting is a risk. A written account of what happened, time-stamped if possible, keeps you grounded when someone tries to write history. When to use it. Any conversation where the person has previously used deflection, denial, or emotional manipulation when challenged. When not to over-invest here, do not spend so long anticipating objections that you approach the conversation as a battle. You are preparing to stay clear, not to win a fight. Quick example. A manager knows her colleague will respond to any criticism with "you've never liked me." She prepares her reply. "This isn't about how I feel about you. Here's what happened on the 14th, the 21st, and last Thursday." She returns to facts every time the conversation drifts toward feelings. You can find scripts specifically designed for team members who undermine colleagues if you need ready language for this step. Eamon's note. A boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. But you cannot enforce a boundary you've not thought through in advance. Step 3. S. Structure your key points. What it is. Deciding, in advance, the three specific points you will make and the order you will make them. What it is designed for. Toxic traits conversations have a way of sprawling. The person you are confronting may try to bring in every past grievance, every unrelated frustration. Your structure is what keeps the conversation where it needs to be. How it works. Number 1. Choose no more than 3 key points. More than 3, and you lose focus. The person you're confronting will use any sprawl to escape accountability. Number 2. For each point, use the situation behavior impact format. State the situation plainly, name the specific behavior, not the character, and describe the concrete impact on the team or the work. This structure is taught in the SBI method, which I cover separately in the 6-day program and say it right every time. Number 3. Write your opening sentence and practice it aloud. The first 20 seconds of a high-stakes conversation set the tone for everything that follows. When to use it. Every toxic trait conversation, without exception. Even experienced communicators drift without a structure. When not to overscript. Your 3 points are anchors, not a script to be read verbatim. If you are too rigid, you stop listening. The structure keeps you on course. It does not replace your judgment. Quick example. I want to talk about 3 specific things. The first is what happened in the team meeting on Tuesday. The second is the feedback you gave Sarah in front of the client. The third is a pattern I have been watching over the past 6 weeks. 3 points. Named in advance. The conversation has a shape before it begins. Eamon's note. I spent years believing that if I just said what I felt, the truth of it would carry the day. It does not. The truth needs structure to land. Step 4. T. Time the conversation correctly. What it is. Choosing when and where the conversation happens, not just how. What it is designed for. Toxic traits confrontations are sensitive to context. A conversation held when either party is rushed, emotionally raw, or surrounded by an audience is far more likely to go wrong. Timing is a practical tool, not a nicety. How it works. Number 1. Choose a private setting. Public confrontations of toxic behavior raise the emotional temperature for everyone and give the other person a stage. As I write and say it right every time, public conversations require extra care due to audience, and that care usually means taking the conversation private first. If you're opening a difficult conversation that affects team dynamics, that link walks you through the sequencing. Number 2. Avoid end-of-day Friday conversations. Post-conflict moments when emotions are still elevated, and any time when you yourself are not settled. The window you choose should give both people enough time and enough calm. Number 3. Choose the richest medium available for the severity of the behaviour. In person is almost always right for toxic traits. Video call is acceptable when geography requires it. A written confrontation of serious, repeated toxic behaviour is rarely sufficient on its own. When to use it? Before every difficult conversation. The timing choice is never neutral. When not to wait too long. Timing is not an excuse for avoidance. The discomfort of having the conversation is temporary. The regret of avoiding it lasts forever. That is something I mean genuinely. Quick example. A director decides not to confront a colleague's manipulative behavior on the afternoon of a major presentation. She schedules a private meeting for the following Tuesday morning, when both of them are fresh and the week is in front of them. Eamon's note. I have seen more than a few confrontations explode simply because they happened in the wrong moment. The right conversation at the wrong time can do as much damage as no conversation at all. Step 5. Engage with full presence. What it is. Committing to genuine attention during the conversation itself, not just delivering your prepared points. What it is designed for. Full presence means you are listening as hard as you are speaking. It also means watching for the signs that the conversation is escalating beyond what either person can manage productively, and knowing when to pause or step back. If you're worried about what happens when pressure peaks, it helps to understand how the amygdala hijack silently blocks clear thinking in high pressure moments. How it works. Number 1. Put your notes away once the conversation starts. You have done the preparation. Trust it. Reading from notes signals that you're performing rather than engaging. Number 2. Listen for what the other person actually says, not just for your next rebuttal. Even toxic behavior often has a root in fear or insecurity. You do not need to excuse it, but understanding it helps you respond rather than react. Number 3. If the conversation escalates, do not match the temperature. As I write and say it right every time, anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to provide fuel, the fire eventually burns out. State calmly that you need to lower the temperature before continuing. When to use it? Throughout every conversation, but especially once the other person begins responding. When to call a break? If you notice that either of you has stopped hearing the other, pause the conversation explicitly. A break is not a failure. It is a tool. Quick example. A colleague raises his voice and accuses the manager of targeting him unfairly. Instead of defending herself, she says quietly, I can see this is hitting hard. I need us to bring this down before we continue. Let's take 5 minutes. She does not retreat. She manages the temperature. Eamon's note. People who feel heard rarely explode. People who feel powerless often do. Presence is how you give someone enough of a sense of being heard that they can stay in the conversation. Step 6. Reflect afterward. What it is. A deliberate review of how the conversation went, done within 24 hours. What it is designed for. Every difficult conversation with a toxic person teaches you something. If you look, reflection is how you convert a hard experience into genuine skill. Without it, you repeat the same patterns and wonder why nothing improves. How it works. Number 1. Ask 3 questions. What went well? What did I lose my footing on? What would I do differently? Write the answers down. Writing forces specificity that thinking alone does not. Number 2. If the conversation went badly, identify the exact moment it turned and what caused the turn. Was it a specific word you used? A moment when you got pulled into defending yourself? A point where you abandoned your structure? Number 3. Decide what you will do next. If you need to recover from a conversation that went seriously wrong, that is a separate process. The recover method, also introduced in Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, walks you through a building after a breakdown. When to use it? After every toxic traits conversation, regardless of how it went. When not to skip it? The temptation after a hard conversation is to put it behind you. That instinct is understandable. It is also how people stay stuck at the same level of competence for years. Quick example. After a difficult confrontation with a passive-aggressive team member, a manager spends 20 minutes that evening writing down what happened. He notes the moment he got defensive about his own management style, and resolved to redirect to facts faster next time. Eamon's note: every master has failed more times than beginners have tried. That is a line I believe completely. Reflection is what separates people who improve from people who merely survive. Choosing when the master method is the right tool. The master method is not the only framework worth knowing. Here is how to decide where it is the right one to reach for. Situation right tool. Serious, repeated toxic behavior affecting the team master method full 6 steps. A conversation has already gone wrong and needs repair recover method. You need to give specific behavioral feedback clearly SBI method. You are unsure which medium to use for the conversation communication medium richness hierarchy. You need to address conflict directly and systematically deal method. The master method earns its place at the top of this table. It is the framework to reach for when you are preparing for a high-stakes team conversation and the behavior you are confronting is serious enough to have earned the word toxic. Use it fully when the behavior is entrenched and the stakes are high. Use abbreviated versions for moderately serious conversations where you have less preparation time. The full 6 steps take 30 to 60 minutes of genuine work. That investment is appropriate when the alternative is another 6 months of corrosive behavior going unchallenged. Mistakes that undermine your preparation. People who use frameworks for the first time often make the same errors. Here are the ones I see most often when people prepare for toxic traits conversations. The mistake: skipping the mental step and going straight to structure. Why it happens: structure feels productive. Mental preparation feels vague and uncomfortable. What to do instead? Spend 10 minutes on the mental step before anything else. An unsettled mind does not use a framework well. The mistake: anticipating only the easier objections. Why it happens: pre-living the hardest moments is genuinely uncomfortable. What to do instead? Force yourself to imagine the worst realistic response, not the most manageable one. Prepare for that. The mistake: treating the structure as a script and reading from it. Why it happens: the notes feel like a safety net. What to do instead? Know your 3 points well enough that you do not need notes in the room. Preparation is not performance. The mistake: skipping the reflect step because the conversation felt like enough. Why it happens: exhaustion and relief after a hard conversation make review feel unnecessary. What to do instead? Set a 20-minute block in your calendar for the following morning. Give the reflection a time and a place before you need it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building fluency with the master method over time. Knowing a framework and using it under real pressure are two different things. In chapter 15 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out a 6-day plan for building exactly this kind of skill. The principle that runs through it is simple: move from low stakes to high stakes conversations in sequence, practicing the framework at each level before the pressure increases. For the master method specifically, start by applying it to conversations that matter, but do not terrify you. A direct conversation about a minor behavioral issue. A feedback exchange with someone you trust. Use the full 6 steps even when the stakes feel manageable. When you finally need it for the most serious toxic traits conversation of your career, the framework will already live in your hands. Closing a difficult conversation in a way that locks in any progress you have made is a skill that complements this preparation work. Preparation opens the conversation correctly. Closing it deliberately is what makes the gains real. Small consistent practice is how mastery actually forms. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to keep practicing. That is not a motivational line. It is an observation about how skill works. What to take into the room with you. The master method gives you 6 points of solid ground in a conversation that will try to move the earth beneath your feet. Mental preparation so your nervous system does not run the exchange. Anticipation so manipulation and denial cannot surprise you. Structure so the conversation stays where it needs to be. Timing so the context works in your favor. Presence so you're genuinely listening, not just waiting to deliver your next point. Reflection so each hard conversation makes you stronger for the next. You can find the full master method, along with every script you need for toxic traits conversations, and Say It Right Every Time. The framework is yours to use starting now. Toxic behavior does not yield to good intentions. It yields to clear, prepared, courageous communication. Walk in ready. The master method is how you get there. Frequently asked questions. What is the master method? The master method is a six-step framework for preparing and executing high-stakes conversations. It covers mental preparation, anticipating objections, structuring key points, timing the conversation, engaging with full presence, and reflecting afterward. It was developed in Say It Right Every Time. How do you use the master method for a toxic traits conversation? Work through each of the six steps before you enter the room. Prepare your mindset. Map likely objections. Structure your key points around specific behaviours. Choose the right time. Commit to full presence during the conversation. And review what happened afterward to build your skill. When should I use the master method instead of addressing issues informally? Use the master method when the toxic behaviour is serious, repeated, or started affecting the wider team. Informal conversations suit minor issues. When the stakes are high and the behaviour is entrenched, you need structured preparation, not an improvised chat. What if the person with toxic traits denies everything during the conversation? Denial is one of the most common responses to a toxic traits confrontation. The master method prepares you for this in the anticipate step. Keep your focus on documented facts and specific behaviours. Do not debate feelings. Return to evidence every time the conversation drifts. How long does it take to prepare using the master method? For a serious toxic traits conversation, allow at least 30 to 60 minutes of genuine preparation across all six steps. Mental preparation and anticipating objections take the longest. Rushing the preparation defeats the purpose of having a structure at all. Can the master method help if the conversation goes wrong? The master method includes a reflect step specifically for this. If the conversation deteriorates badly, the recover method, also introduced in Say It Right Every Time, gives your structured path to rebuild the exchange and repair the relationship. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.